Greetings, everyone. This is Gordon W2TTT, and this is the Bergen Amateur Radio Association Technical Net that is conducted weekly on a frequency of 146.835 megahertz. TL is 151.4, 151.4, minus 600 kilohertz offset. The purpose of this net is to have a conversation about amateur radio, electronics, computers, telecommunications, science and arts of how we study and apply our wonderful technology and hobby and what we can do for others. It's also an opportunity to engage in for sale, swap, or wanted items, so feel free to do that too. And we'd love to have you check in, even if you don't have something like that, because it's nice to know who's out there so that we can tailor the net to your needs. So with no further ado, we do have an Echolink access via Kilo Delta 2, Bravo Kilo Delta. We will do a separate check-in for those stations on the Echolink. So stations whose call signs begin with Alpha, please call K2BAR. Alright, stations whose call signs begin with Kilo. Stations whose call signs begin with the letter November.
This is N2OEL, no traffic.
Yeah, Noel, we'll get to you. I got you in, but Echolink was next after I got done with the locals. But very good. Welcome aboard, Noel. Any whiskey stations?
Whiskey Alpha 2, India Sierra Echo, Bob, and no traffic.
Alrighty, very good. Let's see. Welcome Bob. Welcome Noel. Are there any other stations not Echolink on the net? Okie doke. Alright. Stations on Echolink. Any other stations besides Noel on Echolink? Stand by one. Alrighty. So Bob, WA2ISC, what have you for the TechNet tonight? K2BAR.
Oh, K2BAR, WA2ISC, don't really have anything right now. Hopefully, I'll have something to talk about in the next couple of weeks, but right now, don't have anything, at least until after I get some experiments and whatnot done. Over.
Okay, very good, Bob. This may be a quick net. We'll see. N2OEL, Noel, you sound super clean and reliable on the Echolink. I think Bob's been working on it. Really, you sound good, and Ollie sounded good on the Aries net earlier. So I'm thinking the net's, the Echolink's really been tweaked up by Bob very nicely. N2OEL, K2BAR.
N2OEL disconnected.
Well, that was very good. That was it. Hand it to him and he leaves. Oh well. Let's see. Anybody else for the TechNet tonight?
Connected. N2OEL.
N2OEL.
N2OEL, it's all yours. Welcome back. What have you for the net tonight?
QBA, this is N2OEL. Up here where it's 37 degrees out, which is interesting. It was 33 degrees about 2 hours ago. Anyways, I'm still in western New York. Maybe 2 hours east of Buffalo, directly kind of underneath Rochester, in the Finger Lakes region. And still hanging out here, getting ready to go south in about a month. Back to that, N2OEL.
Very nice, Noel. Very nice. Do you have anything for the net? Yes, ask. I don't know if Noel got that. Noel, did you get my request for info?
Yes, I have something for you. As you know, Fairlawn Group's sent a couple of emails about the non-type acceptance of certain radios, like a lot of the Bofangs. So, after I saw this, I immediately went on eBay and bought a couple. Back to that, N2OEL.
That's humorous. Yeah, I can understand that. I got a couple of busted up ones. But, yeah, it's interesting how they're going to be part 90. Some of the DMR radios will be interesting, too, because they could come as amateur radios, but with the ones that people have been putting new software in, they actually could be expanded. They could do any number of things. So it should be interesting to see what happens with those. Bob, did you want to say anything on the topic? Alrighty, I guess not. Well, Noel, that sounds like a good idea. Did you make any progress on your network linking between yours and your sister's house, or are you going to wait until the spring to do that?
NJ2BS, repeat.
Well, I temporarily gave up until the springtime. But what I did is I went on eBay, ordered a one of these flat Wi-Fi antennas that lets me give me about 15 dB gain. Turns out, see, my sister's house from the peak of my house. So it's possible I can see her windows. It's possible that I'll be able to put her front of her house, what I can see is unfortunately visible from the street, and she doesn't want to put an obvious Wi-Fi antenna up. But this thing is so small, it's only 4 inches by 4 inches. It's got an end connector on it. I just ordered the adapters. What I think I'll do is I'll try putting one of those in her window and one of the directional antennas on my roof, so that this way we have line of sight and we're above the trees for now. But I gave up and went to Spectrum. $50 to install, no contract, $45 a month for 100 megs. And I realized that the house is so big that I might not get good coverage. But I said, what the heck, I don't really need fast coverage. I can survive on 2.4 megs.
Okay, so you have their router now in your house.
So what I did is I went on Amazon, found a super duper Motorola router for $80, free delivery. Thing's got six antennas on it, and they're not detachable. But damn, what a single. My property is approximately 115 feet by 220, maybe. It's two-thirds of an acre. Anyways, I can get the 2.4 gigs all the way out to the street in both in all directions. The 5 gigs, a little bit harder because I'm shooting through some 1965 walls where they made walls that were really walls. When I shoot through the street the long ways, I'm going through bedroom wall, outside wall. So I'm going through three walls. When I shoot through the street the other way, I'm going through a masonry fireplace that's 12 feet by 6 feet thick, with a couple fireplaces in it, of course. And if I go the other direction, it's only about 50, 60 feet, and it's only going through, that's going through three walls again. But darn, this router puts out a single. At least on 2.4 gigs, I'm penetrating. Back to that.
Yeah, okay. Very good. But yes, it's really a good it's a good thing, that router. You might want to post what model it was and stuff like that on the contact group. Or you can text it to me and I can post it on the contact group. But, you know, boys, it's good to have that. Anyway, my own home router, I might want to get, I might have to get one of those funky things with lots of antennas, because I have a 802.11ac router, which is what I'm assuming that is, but I have a more modest model, and sometimes we don't have good coverage in the first, in the living room. Between the neighbor next door and the neighbor across the street, sometimes they have stronger signals in my living room than both my household Wi-Fi or my wireless set-top box does. It's kind of crazy. Anyway, let's see if Bob has any thoughts on the subject. W2ISC from K2BAR.
Oh, K2BAR, W2ISC. Don't really have any substance thoughts on use corner reflectors or things like that on the router itself, but the signal towards where you want more of this. Over.
Yeah, sure. Well, it's a little overkill for what you have. What do you call it, Noel? But I have five nano bridges, 5 gigahertz nano bridges that I acquired, and they're already flashed to the latest Arden code. But they're MIMO, 25 dB gain parabolas, and they're pretty impressive. How they work, and I also got an M5 rocket, which is kind of cool. So we built up a lot of 5 gig stuff lately, so not to see where I want to deploy it, but you know, essentially a 2 foot dish or a 1.8 foot dish is kind of on the big side, so it's something to think about. N2OEL from K2BAR.
Well, I was hoping to be able to use ham radio frequencies and an inside antenna. My sister is extremely concerned that the cable company would find out. I don't really care for myself because A, I'm going to have a bunch of ham radio antennas, and B, the way I'm situated, they couldn't see the antenna from the street. The side of the house the antenna is on has itty bitty little horses. I don't know if I sent you the picture, but there appears to be maybe 15 or 20 Shetland ponies in the pasture behind my house. So I can sit there having breakfast looking at itty bitty little horses. They ought to come up to, I guess, their head would come up to your chest, maybe.
Well, that's interesting. Yeah, your sister has no reason to be concerned. It's none of their damn business what you connect to your network. As long as, you know, you're not running a business on a residential line, it's, you know, like web hosting. You know, it's none of their business whatsoever. It's, you know, she's got that mentality that like the old cable company mentality, cable customer mentality, or the old telephone customer mentality. You know, no one cares what telephone she uses either, you know? So she should keep that in mind. Anybody else want to join the TechNet tonight? This is K2BAR.
NJ2BS. Repeat.
I want to spend, it's 1 year, jumped up to $60 just for internet access. And all I want it for is the cameras for the burglar alarm system when I'm not there, because I won't be there 6 or 8 months of the year. So I would kind of like to have cameras or some sort of burglar alarm there in case somebody. somebody breaks in.
A wise decision. A very wise decision. All righty. Well, guys, if this is pretty much what we're going to have for tonight, I think I want to secure the net early. I'm going to jump out of the car pretty soon and be on our way to other tasks. But it's good. Noelle, it's good hearing you. Bob, it's good hearing you as well. Don't know why we're not getting a lot of participation. Maybe it's baseball. Maybe it's devil's hockey. Maybe it's people just forgot, whatever. But it's all good. But, Noel, I think you're on the right track. Whatever you do, I would consider remoting your cameras to a server, a recording server somewhere else, one that's very careful about how it records. Anyway, everybody take care. I'll go one more go around. WA2ISC from K2BAR.
Okay, K2BAR, WA2ISC. Maybe the not much traffic because I think it was nothing for the past 2 weeks on the TechNet. Over.
Very good, Bob. Thank you. And Noel?
I'm going to say 73. I had abscess tooth and they chiseled out part of my jaw to get the abscess or whatever the heck it was called. Anyways, I'm remarkably comfortable on the medication. So I'll say 73 and back to net. This is N2OEL.
Yeah, I think there's a, what do you call it, a song that comes to mind, Comfortably Numb. There we go. All right, 73, have a good one, and you guys have a great night. WA2ISD and 2OEL, K2BAR, W2TTT. Returning the repeater to normal amateur radio use, 73.
N2OEL, disconnected. NJ2BS, repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. W2U. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. 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 NJ2BS repeat. NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
W2UHF repeater. This is an open repeater system.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
connected. M6FXX.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
Yeah, the mic six question mark. Your audio is really, really super low. And I know the Echolink's been adjusted, so it's on your end. You might want to check onto it. This is Whiskey 2, Tango, 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 Gordon here.
This is Mike Foxtrot, X-ray. My audio sounds a little bit better now. I'm just my mic, so hopefully I'm better to you.
Yeah, I'm in my car and I'm stationary right now. As soon as the light changes, I'll be moving. But yes, I was able to copy words this time. That made a huge difference. But, you still have a low signal, audio-wise.
Okay, roger that. I'll kind of play around and see if I can get a better signal out shortly.
Okay, well, I'm glad you connected. The Echolink has been getting a lot of attention from the UK over the last couple of weeks, and I don't know why, but we're happy to have you. It's located on the New York-New Jersey line, just northwest of New York City, at about, about 20 kilometers north, maybe 25 kilometers north-northwest of Ground Zero, the lower tip of New York City. Over.
M6FXX disconnected.
NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. 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 NJ2BS repeat. NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
AKQS.
NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
W2UHF repeater. This is an open repeater system.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
W2UHF repeater. This is an open repeater system.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat. NJ2BS repeat.
Speaker, people.
Stephanie Peter, she will fly, AK Zuzi.
NJ2BS repeat. NJ2BS repeat.
W2UHF repeater. This is an open repeater system.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat. NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.